Today could be really simple if we wanted it to be. The homily could be over in less than a minute, and I will not look to see if anybody is holding up their hands to approve of that. Ezekiel and Jesus talk about the possibility and the goodness of conversion. Then we have a story about two sons, one who says yes and then acts out a no. The other son says no and then changes and acts out a yes. We could say that it is good to mean what you say and to say what you mean. We want to say yes and live yes to God. We can say that saying yes and living yes is what this whole story is about. And then we can move on. I can sit down. It could be really, really simple. Except that neither of the two sons does what we think you should do. We don't have an obedient word and an obedient action. We don't have somebody who made a promise and kept a promise. We have two sons who changed their minds and changed their actions. One son changed his mind and didn't do what he said he would. The other son changed his mind and did what he said he wouldn't. Neither of them is a completely good example. Now, we like the one who says yes, and we like the one who does the work. And there are parts of the story we like and parts of the story that we don't. And then there are just parts of the story that we don't know. For instance, why did each son change his mind? What happened that each son had a change of mind, a change of heart, and a change of behavior? Maybe something happened. The second son said yes to his father. He planned to go to the vineyard. It was probably right at the top of his list of things to do that day. He was gonna get to the vineyard. He was gonna be obedient. He was gonna do the will of his father. He was gonna do the work. But maybe he got distracted. It's so easy, you know? So many things can get in the way. He was gonna do the work, but maybe he got distracted. He had to check the phone and the messages and the latest news. He had to wait for the package of the thing that he had ordered that would bring order to his whole life and help him manage all of his time. He simply had to wait for the package to arrive. He got distracted by the distractions and he didn't go into the vineyard. The son who said yes wound up living a no. But what about the son who said no? He changed his mind too. Maybe he was too busy to say yes when the father asked. Maybe he just didn't want to go. Maybe he didn't like the vineyard the last time he was there. Maybe he didn't like the people who worked in the vineyard. Maybe he didn't like the work in the vineyard early in the day or late in the afternoon. There could be any number of reasons why the first son didn't want to go to the vineyard. But I wonder what changed his mind. Maybe someone from the vineyard called him. Maybe a friend of his in the vineyard heard that he was supposed to be there that day and he called when he didn't see him. Maybe his friend called and told him about the good things going on in the vineyard that day. Maybe he called and told him about the harvest. Maybe he called and told him about the beautiful sunshine and the cool breeze and the great day that the workers were having in the vineyard. Maybe this son changed his mind and changed his plans because someone who knew him called him from the vineyard. Maybe this son got an invitation from a friend in the vineyard. And that's why the whole story changed. We came to the vineyard today because the Father asked us to. We heard the word of the Lord to come to the celebration of the Eucharist, and we came. We are not like either of these sons. We said yes to the invitation, and we have come to the celebration. But not everybody's here. More people were invited. More people heard the call of the Father to go into the vineyard. But still, they are not here today. Maybe they are waiting to hear from someone in the vineyard. Maybe you have a call to make this week and invite a friend to join you in the vineyard. Amen.